Opponents of the tariffs on steel and aluminum imposed by President Trump met with reporters in Black Rock Canal Park, which overlooks Fort Erie, on Wednesday. Given the local economy's boost from cross-border trade, Buffalo Niagara Partnership President and CEO Dottie Gallagher-Cohen said the business group has spent quite some time trying to make the Niagara River just a river and not a border. Gallagher-Cohen says Canadians spend over $1 billion in Western New York annually just on recreation and tourism.
We also know at the Buffalo Niagara Partnership, 40% of our members have customers or supply chain relationships in Canada. So this is a relationship we treasure and one we want to grow.
United Steelworkers representative David Wazura points out raw steel from Hamilton, Ontario, is shipped to Buffalo area plants where it's processed, then shipped back to Canada for final assembly into cars and other products that get sold in the U.S. Wazura says steelworkers in both countries have strategic relationships.
United Steelworkers is a truly international union where we don't only represent members here in the United States, but a lot of our members work in Canada, and including Hamilton, where steel is truly the heartbeat of the economy up there. So from the steelworkers' point of view, we really have an integrated workforce and membership that this will affect on both sides of the border.
Hamilton Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Keenan Loomis says while there are issues that flare up from time to time, in reality, no two countries in history have been more aligned on big issues than the U.S. and Canada.
And that is especially true after the signing of NAFTA in 1993. Since then, our economies have become deeply integrated, and the trade between our two countries is entirely fair and remarkably balanced. So when it comes to trade, Canada is not the problem.
Erie County Executive Mark Poloncar said the tariffs are creating problems where none existed, fray economic bonds that bring us together and make us weaker overall. And Poloncar says no one wins in a trade war. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.